The fight over natural gas pipelines through the Pinelands in South Jersey is raging on, and today the Pinelands Commission held a meeting on a proposed natural gas pipeline through part of the million-acre nature reserve. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, there were a lot of opponents there and a few supporters.
Arguments against the pipeline largely rested on environmental grounds. What if there's an accident and the pipeline explodes? What if it leaks into the water supply? Bricktown teacher James Conroy worries about how the project might impact the area and also relies on gas to heat his home.
But we can't drink gas, we can't harvest blueberries from poison bogs, and we can't raise animals when surrounding water becomes contaminated. And that's what eventually is going to happen.
Others pushed back on the idea that pipelines are inherently dangerous. Chatsworth resident Christopher Bulkey is a member of Union Local 825 of operating engineers. He described a recent job he worked running pipes underneath the Delaware River.
Not one leak, not one frack out. The pipe was exactly where it was supposed to be. No problems. And I was on the job. The job's done, complete.
The public meeting was held in Toms River, where a cancer cluster sickened dozens of children in the 1980s and 90s. Scientists never pinpointed an exact cause, but many blame water wells contaminated by dumping. Jacqueline Cardini said her sister was one of the victims.
We want the government to do their job, and holding up their end of the bargain in this social contract is protecting us from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Because these companies bribe a few workers with temporary jobs, you even think of approving this? Incredible. Where is your conscience?
People also criticized the Pinelands Commission for holding the public meeting during the workday and limiting speakers to 3 minutes at the microphone. It's not clear when the commission will vote on the project. It already approved one pipeline that runs through the reserve. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.